Hello.
Hi, you're live.
How many?
I don't know.
Uh-huh.
You're live. You can go now.
Oh, okay. Will be recorded, all right?
You're live.
Can I start now?
You can start now.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Well, it gives me a great pleasure to say to everyone, Mo'adim le'simcha, chagim u'zmanim le'shason, agut le'moed. To all of you, and really, I have no words. You know, I'm yearning and longing after the Sdorim. The Sdorim past is so many, symbolisms, and it's fantastic how we go through the Haggadah and the meaning, and then all everything was covered by Yetziat Mitzrayim. The departure from Egypt. Isn't it nice? Going back to so many years. And it says for us, right, very, very important. Bechol dor vador chayav adam lirot et atzmo keilu yatsa mimitzrayim. The Rambam, Hilchot Chametz Matzah, in chapter 7, 6, it says, right, there are many diverse and rich customs on the Seder night. All of them have beautiful and eternal messages related to relieving the elevating feelings surrounding the Geulat Mitzrayim and the yearning for the Geula Shlema, full redemption. Isn't it nice? Fantastic. And this is what we have to think, right, of this Pesach. Passed it over, the Sdarim, but we still hold by the Chol HaMoed, the intermediate days, and the day, the seventh day, the eighth day, and let us have, the joy, the full joy of those days together. It's fantastic. Now, you see, let us go back to the past. The anxiety, how to make the Pesach, it's unbelievable. And many people start to prepare for Pesach immediately after Purim, starting to clean, especially women, to clean, to scratch, to pull out, right, and so upset they don't have time for themselves, right, day and night, just to, in their mind, they want to be perfect for the time of Pesach to come. And this is fantastic. How can we even better than this? But still, first and foremost, the preparation for Pesach, the cleaning and everything, every corner, every crumb, to get rid of it, right? And to get the unleavened bread, the matzah. Rabbi Dr. Yosef Stempler, he comes and says, matzah. Whenever we say matzah, and to get rid of the leaven and everything, right, it brings attention how we can get the matzah, if the matzah will be all right. After all, we know that first and foremost, to get the flour from the farm must be a strict supervision, right? From the farm to get it into new bags, right? And to take the bags immediately, from the farm must be. The wheat must be late, not under sun, and immediately to be grabbed it to a dark room, and no windows, etc. Big. And then a day before to prepare the water, to prepare it for making and baking the matzah. The following day, calming the people. It's unbelievable. We have to understand that it's so, stringent. that, you know, that we must be careful. The precaution when we make the matzah, during the supervision. And we are not allowed to leave, you know, the matzah even for a sec without being worked on it. Okay? And also on top of it, not everyone is allowed and fit to make the matzah. Right? You know, the kneading of the matzah that will be used for the mitzvah should not be done by Gentile, someone deaf mute, someone incense, or a child, right? You know, there are specific people that are allowed to make it. And by the time they make it, well, you know, I mean, they cannot go over and over, right? There is a time when they have to do it. Amount of time it takes, you know, walk in a mile is a quarter of an hour plus 1/20th of an hour, right? Altogether, 18 minutes to make it. If they pass the 18 minutes, the high finish, it's not kosher anymore. This anxiety, you know, and it's terrible. This Rabbi Dr. Yosef Stemler comes and says, even, you know, he dares to say that the matzah, the unleavened bread, you know, connecting to the word merivah, up to that, you know, thing, means quarrel or strife. Wow, which in the matzah causes the quarrel? Wow, and to that extent, because of the anxiety, you know, and also when someone buys in a packet, especially Matzah Shmura or others, and brings it home, the matzahs are broken and cannot be used for the, you know, for the brachos. It's been gone, all right? And he comes here, the idea, and he said like this, why not to make the matzah, you know, the flour to come from potatoes, tabchei adama, or maybe from rice or corn. If so, then there is no problem, you know, of chashash that, you know, this will be fermented and touched by, you know, and the sun will be on it, which means this qualify it. You know, it's not, he comes and says. But anyhow, it says, lo te'afech hametz, the leaven, but the deliberately, right, we must come with matzah. Well, I came, and then I thought of the, you know, of the word for matzah, we can find a word, matzui. Matzah, matzui. What does it mean, matzui? Available, accessible. Okay? Well, available, accessible to what? Just the same as we go over and take the avos, you see, and you know, to say that, et cetera, you know, we are going through a passage, a corridor. At the beginning, it's narrow place to go through, right? And then to find us in a big, big hole, a big, big, big place to our own rooms. And this is, you know, the beginning is hard. A narrow, narrow place. They are accepted, you know, and this is small. But then to go and post door, and we go to a whole beautiful place. And this is what actually matzah, you know, brings about. It's hard. It's hard with so many restrictions. But eventually we eat it, you know, with pleasure. And then also, right, and there are so many of them, so many kinds, right? Just the same as we say, right, lo dvash shel ha-mizbeach. You know, the altar, we cannot put on the altar dvash, honey. You know, this natural, you know, sweetness. And we see, right, we know from the story of Aaron HaKohen's children, Nadab and Abihu, right, they did it not according to the You know, as you say, you know, Teva, you know, as it should be, as they were commanded. What they did, they were drinking wine, coming to the Mizbeach, and this said, no, this has to come, you know, natural. Natural, you know, that without wine, that all comes from the inside. From the inside out, right, in order to do the work at the Mizbeach, right? And this is what we have to understand as far as the matzah. The matzah must come naturally with all our effort and willing, although it's different. It's different for 8 days, right, or 7 days in Eretz Yisrael. And this is different altogether. And we see, right, we also daven, right, we had, you know, the first day of Pesach, we daven for Tfilat Tal, then prayer for you. What do you, you know, represent? Represent the brightness, the beautiful time, you know, the, like we call Chag HaPesach, also Chag HaAviv, the festival of spring, brings us the brightness of the season, right? And this is what we are looking for the coming days and months. Now, again, you know, talking about the Leila Seder, the night, right? And there is an allusion to it through Rambam. The Rambam says in Hodeos chapter 5, right, Dalit, right? And referring to Ela Be'emtza Laila, in the middle of the night. Well, this is actually, he refers to the relationship between husband and wife, but this is actually, you know, coming to our, you know, Sdarim as well. The allusion to, right, to the Seder. And it says quite clearly, Kshitakel amazon shebemehav, v'lo yakel b'rosho b'yotoeh. That the food will be digested at that night, in the middle of the night, in his, you know, intentions and bowls, right, in his stomach. And second one is, and won't be drunken and not getting lazy. Those are the two signs, right? Digested in our intentions, right? And then the moons, you know, we must be careful in the middle of the night. And we must be careful not to become drunk. This is exactly referring to Leila Pesach, the, you know, the night of the Seder. Isn't it beautiful? And this is what the Rambam comes and says. And this is what we bring it over and say, right, and the okay, also in the book of the Vayikra, we have here the psukim referring to this, to Torah's, you know, Amincha, that referring to Torah or Korban Todah. We have to thank Hashem quite clearly, right? And it says as follows, right? This is the law of the meal offerings. The sons of Aaron shall bring it before Hashem to the front of the altar. He shall separate from it with his three fingers full some of the fine flour of the meal offering and some of its oil. And all the frankincense that is on the meal offering, and he shall cause them to go up in smoke on the altar for a satisfying aroma. Means it's memorial portion unto Hashem. This is Hashem likes it. Aaron and his sons shall eat what is left of it. It shall be eaten unleavened bread in a holy place in the courtyard of the tent of meeting shall they eat it. This is in the Sefer Vayikra, Leviticus, chapter 6, verses 7 to 9. Isn't it beautiful? Beautiful. We have to come to say thanks to Hashem. And this in response to this, right, Shir HaShirim brings it, you know, the Song of Song in chapter 5, you know, 2. And Hashem says, okay, you do it for me, I'm feeling for you. It follows. There are two things. It says, Va'omar lach bedamai chayi, Va'omar lach bedamai chayi. It repeats itself. And as a matter of fact, those words, we say it over a bris milah. Bris milah, very clearly, right? And what Hashem says, as far as those words, it calls Hashem Knesset Yisrael, Israel Assembly. And it calls Bnei Yisrael Achoti, my sister. For those two mitzvot, as it says, the blood of the Passover sacrifice of Paschal lamb, number one, and the other one, the blood of the circumcision, Milah. This is right. This is referring to first one is the Passover sacrifice, and the other one, circumcision, Milah. And this is, look at this. Because of that, Hashem calls, you know, the Israelites, us, Achoti, my sister. And again, the Song of Song, the Book of Song of Song, Shir HaShirim carries on. Hashem calls us Rayati. Rayati. Shiriu Oti Bayam. Why I call them Rayati, right? The Israelites accepted me because Israel accepted me as Rea, as friend. And also comes from the word ro'eh, shepherd, and said, you know, the Israelites said, and answered, ve keli v'anveu, as it says in the book of Shemot, Exodus 15:2, this is my Hashem, and I will build him a sanctuary. And they carried on by saying, Hashem imloch le'olam v'ed. Hashem shall reign for all eternity. Another name Hashem calls us. Yonati, my dove. Why? Why Yonati? You know, Hashem reminds us in Marah, they were commanded for all the mitzvahs, commandments, of charities, and good deeds, just the same as the dove doing and did to Noah at that time when the dove had to go, you know, and came back with a good, good sign, the leaf of the olive tree. As it says in the book of Shemot 15:25, Sham sam lo choko mishpat. There he, Hashem, established for the nation a decree and an ordinance. Wow, this is fantastic. It's unbelievable. How can we think of this, right? What we can, after reading the Haggadah, after going, you know, through this, we are thinking wholeheartedly, how we can appreciate Hashem. How? And as it says in the Haggadah, V'ayaki shalcha bincha machar, and it will be when your son will ask you tomorrow, mahar. There are two ways of thinking. Ki shalcha bincha machal le'emo mazot. Whenever your son will ask tomorrow to say mazot, what is this? This machal, tomorrow, means le'acharzman, really tomorrow, not today, but tomorrow or in the future. But there is another machal today. Machar yeh ha'ot hazeh. Have machar achshav, which means this machar means not for tomorrow, but this machar referring to achshav now, which means we have two times. One is machar is today, and the other one is tomorrow or in the future. And this is what we are thinking, that we have to be connected to Hashem to fulfill those mitzvahs. And Joshua, chapter 22, verse 24, referring to Machal Lachazman, Machal, tomorrow, will be in the future. In the future, your children might say to our children, which in this sign, Joshua comes, Yeshua bin Nun comes and gives us just, you know, the allusion to the, you know, emshech, the connection and a continuation, that not only we pass it to be bincha, but ben bincha, also to our grandchildren and great-grandchildren, to tell them about, you know, about the story of Yetziat Mitzrayim. Isn't it fantastic? It cannot be even better than this. Fantastic. I saw an article of the lawyer, the well-known, he was a member of the Knesset once, Eliakim Etzni, and he said quite nicely, in the Agadah, it says, Vafilu kulanu chachamim. Even we are, all of us, wise people. Kulanu nevonim. All of us, understanding, and good understanding. Regardless, mitzvah aleinu lesaper, the mitzvah upon us to tell, right? Or to command, right? Bitziyat Mitzrayim. To tell. We have to tell, you know, from generation to generation, right? Bitziyat Mitzrayim, referring to Yitziyat Mitzrayim, the departure from Egypt. But he comes and asking a beautiful question. Why it says in the Agadah, Lesaper, why lesaper and not ledaber? Should be written mitzvah alenu ledaber b'tzeiat Mitzrayim. After all, over the late Seder, we are telling all the stories. We learn the Torah. We learn all the stories, right? And then all the perushim for this coming about. Why not to tell, ledaber, to speak? But we say lesaper, telling. Once it says lesaper, telling, is just the same to read out from, you know, a book, from Sefer, right? Which means, right? Lesaper, this referring to a case. It is known case. It is, you know, just a repeating. We are commanded to repeat. But ledaber is a new, to speak. I'm telling you something new. That's why it says lesaper. If will be written ledaber, to speak, then We won't need to go over and over every year. What they say, to read the Haggadah. No. But it's Elisaper B'Tziyat Mitzrayim to tell the story over and over and over. I came once with a question, and some other people asked me, why the Yitziat Mitzrayim is so important? Departure from Egypt happened 1,000 years back. Why not to say Yitziat Europa, coming out from Europe? What happened? You see, for instance, every parent coming from this country or this country, one from Poland, one from Yugoslavia, one from Germany, whoever coming or from the, northern Africa, wherever, right, to remember the Horim, the family from this country. It's very, very important to remember the families. Why this is so important, Yetziat Mitzrayim? And the answer is very simple, that Yetziat Mitzrayim is the beginning of our life, to see that what Hashem did, right? As someone asked me, that in Haggadah, even not one time Moshe Rabbeinu's name is mentioned. No. Why not? He was the super actor, so to speak. And why not to mention? He did it so much. But only Hashem. I did it. This is deliberately. The Haggadah referred only to Hashem, our creator. Right, and as I read it before, right, he calls us, my sister, my friend, my shepherd, my dove. Yes, we are connected to him. How our creator created, and this is we always will remember. But what I found, a clue or allusion to it, look for the last part of the order of the Haggadah, Nirza. Nirza, in Gematria, numerical value of the letters Nirza, 345, isn't it? 345. Isn't it the name of Moshe? Moshe is 345, which in here, with the old Haggadah, we summing up with Moshe Rabbeinu to thank him as well. But the most important, we have to remember Hashem, Yetziat Mitzrayim. And I would like to sum up that Yetziat Mitzrayim, the initials of Yetziat Mitzrayim, right, is Yud and Mem together makes up the word Yam. Yam, sea, ocean. When you stand on the threshold, of lake, of sea, ocean, you see the beautiful color, the bluish, right, beautiful water, just the same as the color of heaven or Shamayim, right? Isn't it fantastic? From here we see the connection between, Shamayim, heaven, and earth. As the Tehillim says, Emet Titzmach al Aretz, but this is, we have to remember, the connection to Shamayim is very, very important. And we will have to remember, right, all the time to connect to Hashem, and Hashem will bless us forevermore. We all will be blessed with blessings of Mo'adim Simcha, mi iten, that we will be always rejoicing all our lives, and can hear b'smachot b'Yisrael b'mera v'yameinu. Amen v'amen. Thank you. Call to a good